One. Ateado. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory, the praise and the honor. To the Almighty of Israel, who is and is and is to come. We give glory to God Father, God Son, and Holy Ghost. And we welcome you tonight and our friends on the internet that is watching this evening. Amen. Amen. The battle is won Wednesday. Hallelujah. Amen. I just feel to sing that song. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power in the word of the Lord. It cuts two-edged sword. Oh, yes. It cuts hard like two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for Sister Janet. She wrote the song. So we can sing it over again. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And also, Mighty God of Israel. Oh, Mighty God of Israel. She's the author of that song. So we bless the name of God for Sister Janet Brown. But today we're going to talk a little bit about the grace of God. Amen. Amen. Grace is wonderful. Yes. What is grace? Grace is many things. One of them is undeserved favor given by our God to ourselves. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God. Grace is a gift of God given to us by grace through faith. We are saved by grace through faith. We are saved. Amen? Amen. So we must have abundant grace. We must have this wonderful grace that is available to you and available to me. Because grace took Jesus to the cross. It was not just love, but grace. He had to have grace. He knew that what was waiting for him. He had to ask God to help him. He asked actually to pass that cup from him. But his submission and the grace given by the Father, he said, not my will, your will be done. Hallelujah. So grace, through grace, we have our sins forgiven. The grace of God upon you, upon me, have my sins been forgiven. Through grace, our debts are paid, so we can prosper in Christ. You see how grace is so important to the life of a church, to your life in a daily basis, to my life. We always need grace. We say, Lord, give me grace. Lord, help me. Give me grace to go this day. Give me grace to go through this situation. We ask grace from God because grace is a very important thing for us to be overcomers, to be overwinners. Hallelujah. But grace is not a license to sin, isn't it? Grace also is not a license to sin. Grace is God because from God he wants to bless us. The grace of God always comes at the right time, never too late. You may say, well, I wish I would have more grace. The grace came to you in the right time that you need. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we think we can't go over some things. Because sometimes it's too hard. We all had this experience over here and everyone over there. Amen? Amen. It is too hard to sometimes to overcome situation if it's not the grace of God. I think the camera is a little twisted like that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So anyway, the grace of God always comes at the right time. Let us see the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. What says in there? Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain, it's twist again, brother. We may obtain, hallelujah, mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us read again. Let us, this is all of us. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Grace is so important. We need grace when you have a situation that is tough and difficult. You need grace. I need grace to be able to overcome in time of need. Amen? Amen. You need grace. We need grace. So hallelujah. Let's ask God to give us grace. More grace, oh Lord. More grace. Give us more grace. Give us to be CFC more grace to my sisters, to my brothers. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Grace is in control because I'm going to the throne of grace. The throne of grace. Hallelujah. We come boldly to the throne of grace and ask him for grace. To the one who is grace. Hallelujah. Grace never shows the faults because it believes us. It delivers us from faults. Grace doesn't point to the faults, but deliver us from faults. Thank you, Lord. Grace never loses, but always favors us. We are favored through the grace of God. We receive favor. Hallelujah. Jesus paid the price for your sins, for my sins. Through grace, it took him to Calvary. So we can boldly come to the throne of grace and ask grace in time of need. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Great grace was upon the apostles. Amen. They were filled with grace and with great power. Hallelujah. They gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. What a wonderful time the apostles had. They had power and they had also grace. They were filled with grace. Let us ask God to give us grace. Hallelujah. Let us do it. Sometimes we pray, we don't ask grace. We just remember grace when we are in a tough time. Isn't it? Yes. Yes, that's true. We pray every day, but we don't ask much for grace. But when we are in a tough time, in something just facing us like this, we say, Lord, give me grace. But ask grace every day. Ask grace every day. Because the apostle had grace and power. Hallelujah. Ask grace because God is going to give us more grace. Because grace is for everyone. A church filled with the grace of God is a victorious church. Grace is for everyone. It's not for some, for you, for myself, for all of us, for the children, for everyone who asks God, he will give you more grace. Amen. Romans 5:17. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Amen? So wonderful. By one man's offense, death reigned through the one. Hallelujah. And grace comes right there. Abundance of grace. Abundance of grace. Let us have abundance of grace. Hallelujah. Lord, give us abundance of grace. May God give you abundance of grace in your life. Whatever you're going through, may God help you. Give you grace. Give you strength. Give you the power. You already have, but sometimes if you don't, but you have the power in the name of Jesus. And the battle is already won through Jesus Christ, because we are more than conquerors through him. Because we are a victorious church, because we march onward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Ghost upon every flesh, for salvation, for healing. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Thank you, Father. The grace of God is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is grace. When we are under the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are under the capability to fulfill the purpose of God. God has a purpose in your life, in my life. God has a purpose in our life. But when we are under the grace, we are more sensitive to see that, to see the purpose of God in your life, to see what God has for you, to see how God's going to use you, to know when God is talking to you. Once again, grace is not a license to sin, but is the strength from God to do the purpose of God in our lives. It's the strength of God. Because when you are under the grace of God, in abundance of grace, you become sensitive to the Holy Spirit and in what God has prepared for you and for me. And when we are under the grace of God in Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit, we have and we acquire a spiritual sensibility. Do you want to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost of God? Yes. Do you want to be sensitive to the voice of God? Yes. God speaks to you. God speaks to you. And many times you don't know he is speaking to you. He is talking to you. I remember some years ago, and I asked something to my husband, say, pray for this for me, Lord. He say, the Lord already answered you. When? He already did. How come I didn't know? Become sensitive. We must become sensitive. Amen. To the voice of God. God speaks to you, brothers and sisters. God speaks to you every day. Hallelujah. God spoke to me just before I left home, coming to church. I placed some scriptures here to read in the end. Several scriptures talk about grace. But while I was preparing myself, just get some stuff from the top of the table, something just almost out of the house, God gave the last scriptures for tonight. And I say, let me see what says in there. And it's wonderful because it's Jesus self is in red. It's Jesus self saying it. You will see the last scripture. Hallelujah. So God speaks to each one of us. We need to be sensitive by being allowed to be under the grace of God, the abundance grace. You become sensitive. Your spirit becomes sensitive. It's just like you have some sensor in you and you know exactly when the spirit is talking to you, when the spirit of God is talking to you. Hallelujah. And you yield to that because it's God speaking to you. If you don't know, tonight you ask the Lord. Tonight you ask God. Lord, give me more grace. Lord, I want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I want to train my ears to learn your voice. As you train your ears to learn another language. Hallelujah. To learn another language is not easy. If you want to learn English, you are not going to listen to Portuguese or Spanish all the time and read newspapers in Spanish and read this. You'll never learn that way. But you train yourself to learn to pay attention how to speak. Then you will learn, you train your ear to be sensitive to that language that starts over here. Listening, learning how to pronounce the right way. That's how you become sensitive. There's one way to learn another language. Amen? Amen. Grace is the love of God be manifested. It is the unconditional love of God, because God don't love sin, but God loves the sinner. Isn't that right? Amen. God hates sin. He don't like it. It's not something that belongs to him. But he loves the sinner because he died for them, because he died for us. We are all sinning our trespasses. We are in fault. And Jesus came and rescued us from the power of darkness, hallelujah, to the light. When we are under grace, we are free from the accusation of the enemy. Woohoo! Amen. The accuser is the devil. Jesus is not the accuser. We are free from his accusations because you are no more belong to that kingdom. Amen. We are under grace. We are purchased with the blood of Jesus, with his sacrifice on the cross. We are a new overcomers, new creation, new creature. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. All things passed away. Behold, everything is new. And we thank God for that. Thank you, Lord. We are strengthened by the Holy Spirit. That is the spirit of grace. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of grace. And the Spirit of God, he guides us on the way to fulfill the purpose of God in our lives. Also, the grace sanctify us. The grace sanctify us. The grace capacitate us not to sin. Amen. It capacitates us not to sin. Because we are not under sin anymore. We are a new creation. We are a new creature. We are covered by the blood. We have been purchased by the blood of Jesus. We do not belong to that kingdom, that darkness anymore. Be under grace makes us to be under the real action of the Holy Spirit. You see, they all walk together because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of grace. And it's good to be under the Holy Spirit of the living God. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of grace. And grace has a name. The name of grace is Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Grace has a name. In the name of grace is Jesus. Let us go to James 4:6. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Hallelujah. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We want to be humble. We want to be meek at heart, just like Jesus is. He said to be like him because he is meek and lowly at heart. Meekness is a character of Jesus. Hallelujah. Romans 3:24. Being justified freely by his grace. Hallelujah. You don't have it? Oh, okay, over here. Let us see. And we are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You see, we are justified by his grace. We are justified. You are saved by grace. Amen. You are overcome. Overcoming. You are overcomer. Living under abundance grace. And 2 Corinthians 12, 9. This is what Jesus gave to me just before I left home. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon you. But what I want to focus is, my grace is sufficient for you. God's grace is sufficient for what you need. God's grace is what will take you day by day. Hallelujah. God's grace will help you in your job, help you in things at home, help you in the tasks that you have, the challenges that you have in your life. The grace of God will help you to go forward and to move by God's grace, because his grace is sufficient for you and for me. Amen. May this word stay in your heart. Hallelujah. Tonight, and may you ask grace from God as you're going to bed tonight, as you're going to pray, when you pray before you're going to bed. Amen? Amen. We pray before we go to bed. We pray when we get up from bed. And when we pray, we have Jesus in the morning. We say, thank you, Jesus, in the night for what he gave us during that day, for the grace that he gave us, for victory day. Hallelujah. For health, for being alive and well. Amen. To proclaim that he is Lord. He is abundance and grace to give to each one of us. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.